He's back. Guess who's back, ladies and gentlemen? Hey, this is a dope beat. But it's Knicks Nation. I'm back on the podcast. I'm back in front of the mic. It's been a while. Hope everyone's enjoying the summer. I hope everybody's enjoying all this Knicks debacle that's going on right now. I mean, this team just, you know, can't get out of their own way. Started about, you know, 2 weeks ago when news broke Phil Jackson no longer the president of the New York Knicks. Everybody was happy. It's about damn time. Better late than never, right? That's what I say. I mean, this dude literally turned a losing franchise and made it worse. How you can do that, I don't know. But that's what he did. All the trades that he made were garbage. You know, there was a whole lot of bad blood between Phil and the fans, and it just had to be done. You know, I don't really want to talk about Phil Jackson. He's gone. That's what all that matters. He's gone. He's not in New York no more. He's somewhere in Montana. He just posted a picture like yesterday with his crusty ass toes, enjoying a nice scenery, collecting his money. I don't care. Good riddance. Get the hell out of my sight. Unfollow on Twitter. Bye bye. Anyway, last week, about 4 days ago, the Knicks offered Tim Hardaway Jr. a $71 million offer sheet over 4 years. And when that story came out, you know, I actually liked the deal because Tim Hardaway Jr. actually improved his game last year. But then when I really thought about it, I'm like, damn, another big contract? 4 years, $71 million? Did we not learn our lesson from Joakim Noah's big contract? We gave Joakim Noah a similar contract, and we do the same with an unproven player. Yes, he's 25 years old and has room to grow, and he's been growing for the past couple of years with Atlanta, averaging 14.6 points a game last year. I like Hardaway Jr., but the money is just too much. Now we're tied up between Joakim Noah's contract. We got to deal with Courtney Lee, whether or not he gets traded in a Carmelo Anthony deal. Now we have to deal with Tim Hardaway Jr.'s contract. But, you know, I don't really like getting into the logistics of things. It's not my money. No big free agent is coming here anyway. So the Knicks have to spend money somehow. So why not do it towards a 25-year-old shooting guard who actually can run down the floor. He's an athletic wing. He can shoot the three. And he really improved his game last year. He really did. He was an Atlanta starting two during the playoffs. So he has playoff experience. I mean, it's not like, you know, crazy playoff experience, but you get my gist. But now let's look at this team on paper. We got our point guard situation is still up in the air. We drafted this Frankie Ntilikina with the 8th pick. And that's another story. We could have drafted Dennis Smith Jr. We could have drafted Malik Monk. But we let Phil Jackson make that pick, and then we fire Phil Jackson a week after the draft. Typical Knicks. Typical Knicks. They do the right thing, but they do it wrong at the same time. I mean, oh my goodness. But when watch Dennis Smith Jr. turn into this superstar, this four-time MVP winning four rings with the Dallas Mavericks, and Ntilikina turns out to be a bum. But no, I like Ntilikina. He's a good kid. He plays defense. He runs up and down the court. I mean, from what I've seen on YouTube, that's basically what I've seen of him so far, because he missed all of four of the Knicks summer league games, and I was really, you know, intrigued by this kid, and I really wanted to watch him. But the Knicks called it a quote-unquote sore left knee. I personally think they held him out of summer league because he just came from France, and they just played, you know, they had their championship game over there. So I just personally think the Knicks held him out, you know, just to preserve his health. But yeah, we got him, we got Courtney Lee and Tim Hardaway Jr. as a two guard. And we have right now Carmelo Anthony as a three. There's a lot of people on Twitter saying that he's going to Houston. I personally think he's going to Houston. I think a trade is going to go down sooner rather than later. We'll see. And, of course, we got Kristaps at the four and Joakim Noah at the five. And, you know, we got Hernan Gomez. We re-signed Ryan Baker. You know, we got a couple of rookies, too. We got Dotson, who's played well in the summer league. So, we have, you know, it's not a playoff team. It's, you know, but that's not what we're striving for right now. The Knicks want to go younger. They want to be more athletic. They want to hold players accountable, which Steve Mills, he released a statement about the Hardaway Jr. signing yesterday about, you know, the Knicks want to go younger, more athletic, and they're building towards the future, which gives me more of a reason to believe Carmelo Anthony's tenure with the Knicks is slim to none. So let's say Carmelo's on the move. What we get back is still up in the air. I'm hoping we get back, you know, a first-round pick, second-round pick, a nice young piece to build towards the future. I'm hoping we get back another first-rounder next year, so we got two first-round picks. Depending on our record, we can either have a top-five pick and, you know, maybe a top-20 pick as well. You know, we're building towards the future. It's a rebuild. It's going to take a while. The New York Knicks are not winning a championship within the next 5 years. This is a building process, and I think our window is, you know, to win is, you know, 4 to 7 years. That may seem like a while, but these years go by quick. And yeah, we got to endure the suffering of Knicks fans of losing year in and year out, but at least now I hope we have a plan, because before we didn't have a plan. We would trade this player for this player. It was always something with the Knicks. They never stuck to a team. They never grew chemistry with that team, and they never built a foundation of culture with one team. It's always been a constant turnover with the Knicks, and that's another problem. You know, I forgot the number, but Carmelo Anthony has played with, you know, over, I want to say, I'm just guessing right now, I want to say like over 50 Knicks players. Like, that, come on, that number is crazy. We should have kept, I mean, granted, those players in the 2012-2013 season were old, but we should have kept that core, built through what we had, which was, I believe Hardaway came out of the class after that, but we had Hardaway. We traded him away for Jerry and Grant, who we later traded for Derrick Rose, who's no longer on the team. That was a waste of a trade. We overpaid for Hardaway. So the point I'm trying to make is the Knicks need to stick. We need to build a culture. Right now, New York does not have a culture. We need a general manager that knows what he's doing. That's going to bring his team in, clean house, which it looks like is not going to happen because now David Griffin backed out of the GM job because Steve Mills did not want him to have all the power. See, the problem with that lies that I think Steve Mills, he wants that Phil Jackson role. He wants to have all the power. He wants whoever's going to fill that general manager role, he wants them to report to Steve Mills, and Steve Mills has the final say. No. It doesn't work that way. We need a general manager that's going to run the team with no one looking over his shoulder like Phil Jackson was to Jeff Hornacek and like Phil Jackson was to Steve Mills. That the president is the president. Whatever they do, I don't care. But we need a solid general manager. We need a fortified general manager that knows what he's doing, knows the NBA, has connections with agents, players, etc. Like, if it can only be, look what the Nets are doing right now. They hired Sean Marks a couple of years ago. They just made a great trade with Toronto. They got back Damari Carroll, a future first-round pick, a future second-round pick, and they gave up a bum. They took on Damari Carroll's contract. Granted, it's a bad contract. DeMar Carroll, I mean, he sucks. He's not the player like he was a few years ago with Atlanta. But they took him back because the Nets aren't signing anybody anywhere. The Nets aren't going anywhere. But they also got a future first rounder, a 2018 first rounder, and a 2018 second rounder. They're building a culture in Brooklyn. What they're doing is what the Knicks should be doing. And it's sad to think that in about 5 years, I personally think that the Nets will be better than the Knicks, because right now they're being run like a legit organization, and they have a plan. They have a vision. They know they're not going to win now. They know that. They got away with Brook Lopez, good riddance. They got a good point guard in D'Angelo Russell. They can mold him. They can grow him. Yeah, he had his little hiccups in L.A., but maybe a new you know, state will change him up a little bit. Now they got Jeremy Lin, D'Angelo Russell, Damari Carroll. You know, they're building something in Brooklyn, and I'm intrigued of what's going to come out of it within the next 5 years. With the Knicks, I have no idea what the hell they're doing. I really don't. We need to trade Carmelo. That's the first roadblock. Carmelo needs to go. His time in New York is, I mean, it was great. We had our two playoff runs with him. You know, it just hasn't worked out here. He needs to, you know, I would like to see Carmelo go somewhere, you know, be happy. And I just want to see him, you know, win and have some success. You know, whether he goes to Houston or Cleveland. But I need to be worried about the Knicks. I'm not worried about Carmelo, because we haven't won with Carmelo. Yeah, you can say, oh, look at the Knicks record with and without Carmelo. I don't care about all that. We haven't won a championship with Carmelo. We haven't won a playoff. You know, I mean, we want to play a one playoff series with Carmelo Anthony. That's it. Like, us Knicks fans are just preaching for a plan. We just want a vision. We just want to know where this organization is going to be in the next 5 years. Is Porzingis going to be that player that everyone thinks he's going to be? Are we going to rely on him to be that 1A superstar? Or is he going to be a Rodman to a Batman? We don't know that yet. That's up to Kristaps Porzingis and his work ethic. I think he can do it. Last year, he didn't show that he can do it. He was very inconsistent. You can see towards the season, when the season was winding down, you could see him wearing out, you know, the foul trouble, it's just mistakes from a young player that hopefully you want him to grow and learn from them. But we didn't see that last year. Yeah, he took a jump in the points per game, but, you know, and his defense got a little bit better, but we need to see more out of Kristaps. And I think this year is going to be a big year for him, especially if Carmelo is not on this team. He's going to have a lot to prove. But whether or not he can handle that pressure of New York, because when Carmelo leaves, this is Kristaps' team. And you've seen from Kristaps, he doesn't want Carmelo to leave. He's been following the footsteps of Carmelo Anthony since Kristaps was drafted. You know, whatever they have inside conversations about Phil Jackson or whatnot, with Kristaps skipping the exit meeting, that's not a good look on a young player. You don't skip an exit meeting. How do you have the cojones to do that? So right now, the Knicks, we just need a plan in place, and we need a general manager. Now, David Griffin's out, so who do we turn to? There's been rumors Joe Dumars might, you know, be interested in the job, whether the Knicks want to give him a shot. I don't think so. There's been also connections to, not connections, but, you know, I would like to see a New York dude in here. I would like to see Mark Jackson run the show, even though we're basically going around in a circle because Mark Jackson doesn't have any general manager experience. And people are saying, oh, why won't we fire Jeff Hornacek and hire Mark Jackson? It doesn't work like that. We're paying like two other coaches. We're still paying Derek Fisher. I believe they're still paying Mike Woodson. And now we're not going to pay three coaches. Jeff Hornacek is going to be here for the remainder of his contract. And I believe it's two more years. So Jeff Hornacek isn't going anywhere. This year, we still haven't seen anything from Jeff Hornacek because he had Phil Jackson on his back the whole year. But now with Phil Jackson is gone, you know, maybe Jeff Hornacek can run some of his stuff that he likes to run. You know, the modern NBA offenses now instead of that old school triangle stuff. So let's give Jeff Hornacek a year to, you know, see what he actually can do and just have him coach. Because now he can actually coach without having Phil Jackson on his back. So I don't want to see Jeff Hornacek go. It's really unfair to fire him. It's not his fault. You know, he's been thrown into the situation with Phil and Carmelo and Porzingis. It's not fair to him. I'm not blaming the coach in this at all. It starts from the top. Phil's gone. James Dolan is still there. He's not selling the team, so he's going to be there for the foreseeable future. But we need an established general manager that, you know, comes in front of the microphone on MSG Network and preaches to the Knicks fans about a plan. Tell us what you're going to do. Tell us what your vision is. Tell us what do you think of this current team. Tell us, you know, just give us hope. That's all we want right now is hope. Because us Knicks fans, we've been dying for the past decade, even longer than that. We've been dying for, you know, some excitement in New York. We've been dying for a good team to, you know, go to the playoffs and make a run. You know, that 2012 season, you don't, like, I was so excited. I was so happy. Because my team was doing well. My team was in the playoffs. My team was kicking ass in the playoffs. You know, if the Knicks are playing well, New York City is a better place to be. It's a better place to live. It's a better atmosphere. You know, us Knicks fans deserve that. And we don't deserve anything less. Because we've been enduring this pain, this debacle for so many years. And the Knicks aren't being run like a regular organization should be ran. And it's so frustrating. Because, you know, we ride or die with our team. And we're not going anywhere. But things need to be done. Things need to be fixed. Or else we're going to be outside of MSG protesting. Trust on that. I'll go on Twitter and I'll put together a nice protest in front of MSG, and we'll see if James Dolan answers to that, because I'm sure he will. I remember when Spike Lee wanted to do a protest, James Dolan next day hired Phil Jackson. So if we stop going to these Knicks games, if we stop supporting this team, because that's the only way they're going to make changes, if we stop putting money in this dude's pocket. And yeah, you can say it doesn't matter if we stop going to games. There's always going to be tourists. Because MSG is a famous landmark. You know, it's New York. People want to go see the Knicks. But notice over the years, the Garden has become more quiet and quieter because MSG is pricing out the real fans. And if we don't go all together, you know, that stadium is going to become empty and empty. And that's us speaking out, because we can't, it's not like anyone knows James Dolan. Like, we can call these radio stations and preach our voices no matter what, but he's not listening. The only way he's going to listen is if we don't go to MSG, we stop putting money in this guy's pocket, we stop buying Knicks gear. You know, it's sad that it's come to that, but that's the only way. It's the only way. But, you know, the Knicks, they also been linked to Rajon Rondo. I actually would like Rondo because I think he would, you know, teach and teach Ntilikina, you know, the ways of the NBA. I think Ntilikina could be a Rondo. You know, I've seen a couple of nice passes of him making to his teammates on YouTube. You know, and I was also watching him on YouTube. He's a good shooter. Like, the majority of his highlights, he shoots the ball at a high percentage, and they mostly go in. Of course, YouTube is only going to show you the good stats and the good highlights. They're not going to show you the bad highlights, but, you know, he hardly played for his France team. He was coming off the bench, but he's a kid. I mean, he's turning 19, I believe, this month. So he's going to be 19 when the season starts. Let's build off of him. Yeah, Dennis Smith Jr. might go off in Dallas, but the Knicks passed on him. We can't go back. We can't go back in time. We got what we got. We got to live with it. Phil Jackson's gone, so hopefully we stop going overseas with our picks, because it just seemed like Phil Jackson was so enamored and so in awe of all these overseas players. But, yeah, let's just see what he has. I can't wait till preseason starts. I can't wait till the regular season starts, even though I'm not expecting much. But, you know, I just love the Knicks, and I got to support them through watching TV, not going to the games. And let's hope this thing turns around, because I feel like I've been saying that for a long time, and I have been saying that for a long time. But hopefully we get a good GM, whether that's Steve Mills, whether he stays in place, or whether that's somebody else. But we need somebody with a voice, and somebody who's not scared of the New York media, not scared of the pressure. And we need somebody to come in there with a set plan and execute the plan. That's all we need. But yeah, this was a random podcast. I wasn't even promoting this on Twitter. But today's Sunday, July the 9th, I believe. But yeah, I'll try to do another podcast, you know, whether that's next week or before the season, I don't know. But I'll let you guys know on Twitter. Keep following me on Twitter, Knicks Nation. Follow my Instagram as well at Knicks Nation, and you know, keep tweeting me, you know, shout me out, support the podcast. All your support is very appreciated. But thanks for listening, and have a good week.